You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
It was last December when we most recently spoke with my next guest. At that stage, Padraig Tobin was in the early stages of founding a new political party, which has since been given the name Aonthu. Tonight it comes to Clare for the first time with a public meeting due to be held in Ennis. Deputy Tobin, excuse me, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thank you very much for joining us in the programme. 2 months or so since we last spoke. What have you been doing in that time to try and get this party off the ground?
Well, first of all, we visited nearly 30 counties around the country since we had a conversation last, and about nearly 5,000 people have attended our meetings so far across the country. At least every week, a couple of hundred people are joining Aonthu as members, and about 9 elected reps have so far declared for the party, which is incredible because we're not fully registered as of yet, and such is the demand and the need for this new organisation. People are committing to it in massive numbers, and we're delighted with it.
How many members have you?
We reckon we have about 1,400 people who have signed up so far, and we're trying to convert many of those signed up people into full members. And every week, we reckon well over 200 people are signing up, which is a big number. So we are the fastest growing political organisation, north and south, currently. And we are selecting people for the local elections as we speak. Last night, we had a selection convention in Cavan, where Sarah O'Reilly was selected to run. We have a selection convention in Galway just a couple of nights ago, where we have a new candidate there, Martin Ward. And right around the country, we hope to have candidates in position to significantly challenge for the local elections, so we can put a foundation of local elected representatives in around the country.
So will we see Aonthu and candidates for Aonthu on the ballot paper in Clare in May?
There's no doubt. So first of all, we have a meeting tonight in Tracy's West County Hotel at 7:30, and we're asking people who feel they have no voice currently to attend that meeting. So we know that about nearly 40% of the population of Clare voted no in the last referendum. We know that a large number of those people who voted yes disagree radically with the extreme nature of the abortion bill that's there. And we're asking those people who are currently have no political representation at all in Clare to come with us tonight and to get involved. We have a number of different pillars in this political party. The first one is we want to change the political culture in Ireland. We want to bring an end to a situation where TDs stand for nothing and where TDs, you know, literally stick their finger in the air to find out which way the wind is blowing, and then they literally go with the flow. We want a new breed of elected rep who is willing to stand up for what they believe in, even if it is to stand against the prevailing winds of their time. And we want people like that to get involved in the organisation.
We are also ultimately, are you, because, I mean, you've just literally appealed to those who voted against the repeal of the Eighth Amendment, are you a pro-life party? And are you going to be cornered and boxed with that label because of the way you're setting up?
Well, first of all, we are. And we want to see the protection of life in every stage of Irish society. We want to make sure that mothers have the economic confidence so they're able to bring their children to term, that they're able to raise their children around the country. We have people like Simon Harris and Fine Gael who say they are pro-choice, but, you know, they create the economic policies that make so many women feel that they have no choice. So we want to make sure that there is an economic situation in place where families have the confidence to raise their kids. We note as well that Simon Harris isn't pro-choice when it comes to making healthcare available to people. He isn't pro-choice when it comes to making housing available to people. He isn't pro-choice when it comes to making, you know, a living wage available to people.
You know, as I do, he would dispute each and every one of those assertions.
Let me tell you, the 750,000 people, many of them in County Clare currently, who are waiting on hospital waiting lists, seeking to get an appointment with a crucial appointment with regards to their healthcare. There's 110,000 people who are on trolleys last year in hospitals, and we know that about 300 people every year die because of hospital overcrowding. There are 2,500 kids currently waiting for their first appointment with a mental health expert, and these people are not being given a choice with regards to access to healthcare.
But how is a political party with one TD and just over a handful of elected councillors at the moment going to change that?
Well, first of all, there is a new movement happening in Ireland. There are many people who feel that their political parties that they have been voting for many years are simply not representing them. There is a tipping point, I believe, being achieved currently around the country around this issue. We have people from a Fianna Fáil background, a Sinn Féin background, and an SDLP background coming to us, and they're saying that their leadership are doing damage to their core values. They're saying that their leadership are going in the opposite direction to them. And, you know, many of them are, you know, cautious about leaving their political parties, and that's fine. I understand that there's history and friendship involved in that. But political parties are not, they're not social clubs. They're not football teams. Politics is far more important than that. And if your political party is doing it going in the wrong direction and you remain within it, you are complicit in that damage. And that's why we're seeing people in large numbers from Fianna Fáil, the SDLP and Sinn Féin starting to join AIM2 on a weekly basis.
But at the same time, we've had a referendum. We know what the majority of people said, and I accept your point that some of those who voted to repeal the 8 may not be happy with the legislation that has been enacted since then, but that's what party politics is. It's a democracy.
Oh, for sure. And in a democracy, minorities have a right to have their voice heard. And currently, none of the political parties are allowing for that voice to be heard whatsoever. So, for example, in the Dáil, you had amendments by people like me, which sought to allow for pain relief for an unborn child over 20 weeks gestation to be provided for within the legislation. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour and Sinn Féin voted against that. We thought that there would be medical care given to a child who survived an abortion. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour and Sinn Féin voted against that. We thought that it would be illegal for an abortion to be had in the case of a child with a disability or on the basis of gender. Again, the political establishment in lockstep with each other all voted against that. But surely the 35% of the people in Clare that voted against the referendum, surely they have a right to a voice. Or even the people in Clare who voted yes, but who are against the extreme nature of the law that we have currently, have a right to representation too. And the other thing I will say to you, while the right to life is a key pillar of who we are, economic justice is equally as important to this, and so is the unity of the Irish people. And many people around the country are coming to the view with regards to Brexit, that it does not make sense anymore that the whims and egos of the Tory party in London are determining whether we can have a proper economy here, whether we can move people, product or service around our island anymore. So more and more people are coming to the view that we need to build an all-Ireland self-determining country.
What sort of age group typically is coming to your meeting?
Well, I would say that the average age probably coming to the meeting is probably about 50 years of age, which would be the average age if you go to any political meeting across the whole political spectrum at the moment. We have a large number of young people coming to us too. We have AIM2 Commons forming in UCD, in Trinity College, in Queen's University and the University of Ulster. And we hope to have a AIM2 Common in every single university across the country.
But I suppose if you're largely getting people at the average age of 50, they're going to have been engaged in politics by and large since they were 18, so for 30 years or thereabouts. The people you're aiming for to be your members, it sounds to me like you're trying to take them from other political parties as opposed to energising new people to get involved.
Well, first of all, we will be energising new people to come involved. And if you look at, we have Common opening up every single night across the country. They're like mushrooms. Every time you turn around in the county, there's a new Common opening up. And most of the people that are coming to those Commons are actually people who are never members of political parties whatsoever. So I would say probably about 40% of people who are active in our Common are brand new to politics. And we are reaching out to people who have never voted before. And interestingly, many of the people that are coming on board are people who said that just haven't voted in the last three or four elections because they have nobody to vote for. What we're trying to do is trying to create a little bit of political diversity in this country. Groupthink is a very dangerous thing, and many of your listeners owe about €40,000 to vulture funds and international banks currently. And the reason they owe that money is because this country was driven off a cliff in 2008. Very few TDs and commentators before 2008 had the backbone to stand up and say the obvious, that this country was being mismanaged in a reckless manner. So if you have everybody, all the political establishment in lockstep with each other, speaking exactly the same language, inhabiting exactly the same space on the political spectrum, that's a dangerous thing. You need your politicians to ask the hard questions, to test rigorously where the establishment is coming from. And the second point I'd make around this is, if you say to about 40% of the population that, you know, they're not going to be represented politically in the system, you suppress their debates, you frustrate them, and you push them to the margins. And those people will start to vote for people in the margins. And we see in France and in Germany and in Britain and in the United States, you know, growing anger and people voting for people in the extremes. Mm-hmm. And that's not healthy for a political system either.
You seem very energized. Much more so than 2 months ago.
Well, I have to say...
Maybe because you had a tired morning then. I don't mean that as a criticism, but genuinely, you seem quite passionate.
No, it's phenomenal, the level of interest that's coming from us. People are coming to the meetings. They're frustrated. They're angry. They're saying they have nobody to vote for anymore. They're saying that, you know, they are being disenfranchised by the groupthink in the establishment. And I believe that we have the opportunity to achieve a tipping point.
But you said yourself that you've had nearly 5,000 attended meetings, 1,400 has signed up, you're converting about a third of the people who come through the door to become involved with AIM2 in some form. Spread that across 32 counties, because you are an all-island party. It's still very small numbers to try and get something up and running to make an electoral impact in May.
First of all, we are now bigger than the Social Democrats at local government level. The Social Democrats would be, I suppose, a media-friendly party who have been around for about 3 years, and yet our unregistered organisation, who are around about 3 months, have passed them out at local government. I believe we'll soon pass out.
But you
Green
haven't
party.
Had anybody elected on the AIM2 ticket yet, because obviously you haven't had the chance.
But this is it, sir. There's no election that
happens. And I respect that, but it's the litmus test will come in May, is my point.
Oh, there's no doubt, and you know we will have to stand in that election, and we are going to be ready for that election. And one of the key points to ourselves is, and I want to make this point as well, is that a lot of the political parties currently are top-down, centralized decision-making organizations. So they make their decisions on the base of focus groups and opinion polls and Twitter. We want to create the opposite. We want to create an activist-based grassroots organization that, you know, the grassroots decides the direction the political party is going and holds the leadership of the party to account. But it's through our activism on the ground that will actually mean our growth in these elections. When people ask, who do you go to get something sorted out, our activism will lead people to say, well, AIM2 are the people to go to. They're the people who are working on the ground to achieve change for people on a range of bread and butter issues. And when we go to places like, obviously, Ennis tonight, we'll be talking about our economic policies, we'll be talking about our regional development policies, we'll be talking about our, you know, Uniting Irish People policies, but we'll also be talking about the local issues that are affecting people. And I know that we will get, you know, dozens of people to sign up at this meeting tonight. Those people then will be put into Cumann, and within about 10 days those people will be knocking on doors introducing AIM2 to the residents of Ennis and County Clare, and we will be finding out what are the issues that are affecting people, and we will start fixing those issues individually, one by one.
Have you candidates here yet?
We haven't got a candidate selected in Clare.
Have you one identified?
We have a number of really, really talented people who are already looking to stand for us in Clare, but we have to go through a selection convention process. This won't be a situation where, you know, the leadership will be selecting candidates. We are empowering the grassroots to select the candidates themselves. So that process will happen over the next fortnight, and then we'll be proudly announcing who's going to be standing in the election for AIM2 in the coming weeks.
Your meeting is at Tracy's West County Hotel from 7:30 tonight. Deputy Tobin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.